Good morning. For those who don't know me, I'm Alicia Greeley. Am I talking in the mic here? And I work here at Messiah as the office manager, as Marty just said. He asked me to talk about my story in relation to his sermon today. And while I usually don't like to stand up in front of people and talk about myself, I agreed because my story isn't about me overcoming trials, but how what I've gone through became the defining moment of my walk in faith. As Marty just said, our sermon series is based on the book of James, and again, as he quoted, the first chapter includes this tidbit: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." I've got to admit, 2 years ago, this sounded like complete insanity. Joy in suffering. Really? I pretty much was geared towards avoiding suffering. I don't know about you guys, but I would like to avoid suffering. But as many of you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2021. What followed was a long journey, 20 weeks of chemotherapy, then a total of 6 surgeries to remove and rebuild those parts of me that had cancer or had the potential to. I lost my hair, a number of body parts we don't talk about in polite company, and a heck of a lot of money. The emotional aftermath was as bad, if not worse. But as I approached the end of my journey, I began to see that everything I lost couldn't begin to compare to what I gained. As I've testified before, from the beginning, I knew that God was going to use this time to do some heavy-duty work in me. And over the course of my journey, I began to see that everything that I went through was necessary for me to learn what He wanted me to understand. It was a long process, and every time I thought I had learned what He wanted me to know, another curveball would get thrown at me, and I'd find myself learning an entirely new lesson. He actually had to go into overtime with me. I am absolutely certain that not one, but 2 emergency surgeries were a result of my own pride and stubbornness leading me to depend on my own strength instead of on God. It took a long time to surrender. But I finally came to understand that any strength or courage that I had was not mine, but His. I witnessed firsthand that He truly does make all things work together for those who love Him. And most important, I finally accepted the fact that He knows me and loves me for me. As time has passed, I've reread journal entries that I wrote during that journey. And among all the outpourings of grief and fear and anger, our prayers and scriptures and epiphanies about God's goodness and faithfulness, there are moments of pure joy that could only have happened as a result of what I went through. It sounds crazy, but if I could go back in time and not have cancer, I wouldn't. Somewhere along the line, the insanity of the idea of joy and suffering came to make perfect sense to me. Today, I'm happy to say I'm cancer-free and completely healed from all my surgeries. I have hair, happy to have that back. And even better, I have a relationship with God in all 3 of His persons that I never had before. And I couldn't ask for a greater gift.